Your human design definition can show you so much about your relationships, who you tend to attract, why you tend to attract them, how your interaction is with that other person, and also how it might feel if you separate. And by separate, I don't just mean like end the relationship. I just mean leaving each other's aura. Welcome to the Lifestyle Relationship and Career Human Design Podcast, where we help you be on purpose so you can live a life that you love, including awesome relationships. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design specialist and coach, and I'm so excited to share this amazing system with you. So today in episode 37, this is a part two of a two-part episode about definition in your chart. So if you haven't listened to episode 36, I definitely recommend it as we go over in detail what actually definition means and how it shows up in your life in terms of where you're most likely to be conditioned, as well as how you assimilate information. Today, we're really going to go into how this affects your relationships, and it's actually very significant. So just a quick little review. Definition in human design basically means how all of the defined centers in your chart are connected or not. Remember, anything, and this is not just the defined centers, also the channels and the gates. Anything in your chart that is colored in is defined, and anything that is white is undefined. This is definitely an episode where you do want to have your chart available, as well as the charts of your loved ones, to see how this operates in your life. You can get one for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart. Link is also in the show notes. All right. So just a quick reminder, definition, the way that your defined areas in your chart, there are five different kinds. The first one is single definition. That means all of your centers are connected to each other through channels. There is no break in between. And people with single definition tend to be very self-contained. They process information quickly. Split definition, this is the most common one. You're going to have two separate parts of centers that are connected through channels, but they're not connected to each other. So it's like there's two islands of defined centers in your chart, and there is a break in between. This is split definition. This is actually the definition I have, and it's 46% of the population compared to 41% of single definition. We have triple split, three separate islands of centers that are not connected to each other. It's like there's three different parts of this person that aren't always speaking to each other. And then we have, triple split is around 11% of the population. We have quad split, four separate islands that are not connected to each other. Extremely rare. This is around 0.5% of the population. So not very common at all. Again, it's like there's four separate parts of somebody that has quad split definition, and they're not always talking to each other. And then, of course, we have no definition, which are the reflectors. A little bit less than 1.5% of the population. They do not have any defined centers. They operate very, very differently. And when you look at your chart, there's going to be a section that says definition. And then next to it, it will usually say single, split. If you have a split, it might say small, wide, or very wide, because there are three types of splits in split definition. Or it'll say triple split, quadruple split, or no definition if you are a reflector. So how does this show up in relationships? This is really fascinating. I don't think it's talked about enough in human design, and it's really important information to understand about yourself and also about your partner. Now, remember, you don't have to do anything differently with this information. It's just having the awareness that matters and following your strategy and authority when it comes to anything in life, really, but in relationships is key to help you with all this. So people that have single definition, 41% of the population, all of their centers are connected to each other, and they tend to be very independent, very self-contained. They don't feel like they need anybody else, and that doesn't mean that they don't want anybody else, but they don't feel like they need somebody else because they already feel whole, because all of the information flows through them quickly and everything is connected. And I do want to add a caveat for regardless of what your definition is, this is only one aspect of your chart, and you are more than the sum of your charts. Now, we are coming towards the end of season one of this podcast. And if you listen to the entire season, if you don't know anything about human design, you could start at episode one and work your way all the way through to this episode, and you will know a lot. You will have covered all the fundamentals of your human design. However, again, these are separate sections of your chart, and you are a holistic person. So how it all ties together is going to make a really big difference. So like I said, with definition, you may have somebody that is single definition, and again, they process information quickly, they're self-contained, and they don't necessarily need anybody else. They may have other aspects of their chart that do really require other people. And there's a couple of ways this could show up. So for example, if somebody does not have a motor center connected to the throat, meaning they are either a generator, a projector, or a reflector, they are going to be looking for connections that bring that motor energy up to the throat, because the throat is communication and action. This is where you bring things out into the world, and it is much easier to do that when you have a motor connection. Also, somebody could have a six line in their profile, and six lines are often looking for their soulmates. So just to say, this is just a part of the whole. So yes, you could be a single definition manifester or manifesting generator and not feel like you need anybody and not have other aspects in your chart that are really drawing other people in. Doesn't mean that you don't want to have a relationship. So just keep that in mind. The best way to tie this all together is to have a reading to really understand how your chart works as a holistic aspect. Moving on to split definition, most common at 46%. Split definition has two separate areas of the chart that are not connected to each other. So these people have like two parts of themselves that are not speaking to each other, and they are going to be very motivated to get those two parts connected. Now, I have split definition, and I, learning about this, made so much sense about my life and my relationships. When you have somebody with split definition, the parts in the chart that they need in order to bring those two separate areas together are called bridging gates. It could also be channels, could be more than one gate, depending on what kind of split you have. Now, in my particular case, my ajna is connected to my throat, which is connected to my sacrum, which is connected to my spleen, and it's also connected to my G-center, and it's connected to my root. So anything having to do with those energies, I process that pretty quickly. I don't really feel like I need anybody to help me with that. You can always go back to listen to the episode about the centers if you want a review on that. My solar plexus and my will center are connected to each other, but they are split off from the rest of my chart. So they are not talking to this whole other side of my chart. And I have a defined ajna. It's connected to my throat. I'm logically defined. So I might be thinking about things in a certain way. But with my solar plexus, I'm feeling about them in a very different way. And those two parts are not connected. So I am, well, now it's more conscious. But before I knew about human design in my chart, this is very unconscious, always motivated in seeking my bridging gates. And I look back on some of my relationships. So all of my bridging gates are either on my solar plexus, the emotional center, or they are pointing at my solar plexus and from my sacral center. Okay, these are very much about relationships, about passion, about intensity. And I was always seeking that other part of me. Now, I've been in relationships when I look back at the end of the relationship, thinking like, what on earth was I thinking in that relationship? Like, it was extremely dysfunctional, borderline abusive. And yet somehow I would get to the point of ending the relationship because I knew like, okay, this is not the right thing for you. Like, this is not like, this can't work. I would leave the relationship and I always got sucked back in. There was this unconscious part of me that was like, no, you need this person to complete you. And of course I look back, and I'm talking about two specific relationships, not just one. I look back after I learned human design at these people's charts, and guess what? Not only do they bridge my splits, but they bridge my split in more than one place with electromagnetics, meaning I have one end of the channel, they have the other end, and it is just like, it's like a magnet. And it made so much sense to me why it was so hard to extricate myself from these relationships and why I just kept going back for more, even though more was not good at all. So when you have somebody with split definition, electromagnetics in a chart are significant anyway. You, regardless of how you're defined, you're going to have parts of your chart where there is a gate coming off of a center and it's not a complete channel, and that gate is going to attract the other end of that gate. This is what creates chemistry in relationships. So you could have somebody that has a whole bunch of electromagnetics and they feel so much chemistry and they do not know why they feel so drawn to this other person and they just can't get enough, and it's electromagnetics. When those electromagnetics are bridging gates, that adds like a whole other level, because when your split definition is bridged by somebody else, you do get this sense of feeling complete. So it's important to be aware of this in your own chart, and you can look back at your relationships if you have split definition, or even, you know, past relationships, current relationships, and not, we're not talking just love relationships. This could be friendships. It could be colleagues at work, and just see how your charts match up, because it actually explains a lot. And remember, these are just mechanics. This is just chemistry. This is something to be aware of, and you don't have to do anything specific. Like, now that you're learning this, you do not need to go out and check everybody's chart and look for those bridging gates to bring you together. Just follow your strategy and authority and work on the deconditioning process, because as you raise your frequency through deconditioning and as you follow your strategy and authority, you will attract the right people for you just naturally. Now, when you have any kind of split, anything that is undefined in your chart, meaning anything in your chart that is white, this is inconsistent energy for you. And these are areas in your life that you get to become really wise about, because you get to experience this energy in all of the different ways that it presents itself. Now, this might be a surprising little fact, but every single gate in the human design chart can show up in 1,080 different variations. 1,080. So when you have a bridging gate, and somebody bridges that split for you, meaning you're an aura together, you're connecting with that energy, you're only going to experience that gate in the way that your partner is presenting it. Remember, if you're defined, you're only experiencing your definition in a very fixed way. So when you are connecting with a bridging gate, you're going to only experience it in that one way. And you're designed to experience it in all of the different ways. So what can happen sometimes when you are in a relationship and somebody bridges your split, depending on how they're expressing that energy, it can feel confining, it can feel challenging. And remember, it's just energy. And once you break auric space, meaning, you know, you're more than 6 to 10 feet away from that person, you're no longer amplifying that energy. Now, for split definition, and I'm spending a lot of time on this because remember, it's 46% of the population, there are three different kinds of splits. So you can have the simple split, which is what I have, meaning I only need one gate to connect my chart. Now I have three different bridging gates. So there's three different parts of my chart where one gate can connect my entire chart, but it's just one gate. People that have this kind of definition, they tend to blame themselves for the missing piece. Okay, they can always feel like, oh, if only I had more of this, or it's my fault because I don't have more of this, that part that's missing in the bridging gate. Just be aware of that. You may very much relate. I know I did, because I always tended to blame myself in relationships in a lot of ways versus blaming the other person. When you have what's called a wide split, meaning you need either two gates or an entire channel to bridge your split, those people tend to blame the other person more. If only they had more of this, if only they had more of that, they're going to put that blame outward onto the other person. So again, very good to know, if you have a wide split, when this comes up in relationships, just having that awareness of, oh, look, I'm doing that thing where I'm blaming the other person. If you have a very wide split, this means it's going to require three or more gates, or at least one channel and another gate in order to bridge your split. You're also going to be more likely to blame the other person or even the world at large for those missing parts. So again, having that awareness and understanding your your splits, where those bridging gates are, what the energy of those bridging gates is, so that you can recognize and notice when it comes up, because that is part of the deconditioning process. Again, the best way to do this is through a human design reading. And if that feels aligned for you, I invite you to connect with me over a reading. And I will put the link in the show notes on how you can book that. So we can look at your bridging gates, and we can also look at your relationships to see how those match up. Moving on to triple split definition. So this is only around 11% of the population. And people with triple splits are going to have at least 6 defined centers in their chart. And they're like 3 separate islands. There's 3 parts of them that are not actually like speaking to each other. And it's like somebody with triple split can seem like they have 3 different parts of themselves. When they connect with different people, they might connect with them in very different ways. For example, with one person, they connect about, you know, business and work. And with another person, they might connect more about emotional energy. And with another person, they might connect more about mental energy and thoughts and those types of things. My dad was a triple split, and they tend to be very, very ambitious, very driven, and they can even come across as aggressive. So just something to be aware of with triple split. They are not meant to have all of their bridges split by one person. That can feel really confining. So triple splits, moving through different auras to get your bridges split can be really beneficial. And remember, this is more like neutral energy. Remember, you're meant to experience those open parts of you that connect your chart in a variety of different ways. So just being aware of that as a triple split or a partner of a triple split, going to the mall, sitting in a cafe, and just allowing other auras to pass through you will connect those splits for you, will help you to process and assimilate information. It's going to take a little bit longer for people with triple splits generally to make decisions, to process and assimilate information. They can be really impatient, and allowing yourself to take the time that you need is really beneficial. Having your partner understand that as well can also really help. And that brings us to the quad splits. These are super rare. Around 0.5% of the population, at least 8 centers defined, possibly all 9, and 4 different parts of their chart that don't connect. It's like there's 4 different parts of this person. And remember, anywhere where you're defined, you're fixed. You're going to experience that energy in a very specific way. So somebody that has 8 centers defined, which I do, I'm not quad split, I'm just single split, but somebody that has 8 centers defined can be very fixed in how they express themselves and the way they impact other people. Now, with a quad split, this is even more fixed than somebody, say, that has 8 centers and is single definition or split definition. And with a quad split, it is really difficult for them to adapt themselves to other people. So other people need to actually adapt to them. They're going to be fairly consistent in how they show up. And it's important to remember, you are designed this way for a reason, and it is exactly what is correct for you. So if you are a quad split, or you have someone in your life that's quad split, just knowing it's going to be a little bit harder for you to adapt. You are more fixed, and the other person is going to have to do a little bit more adapting to you. Also with a quad split, you're not going to like having all your bridges split by the same person. It's going to feel confining, because all of a sudden, all of these parts of you that are normally not connected are connected. It can feel overwhelming because now all of a sudden the energy is flowing. So again, taking your time, moving through different auras, and understanding this about your own chart, and also having your partner understand that, is important. And again, with the definition, just having the awareness for yourself and also your partner having that awareness of how these things operate is going to be really, really helpful in the relationship. Remember, it's just energy. It's not personal. If you are, say, a single or a split definition and you're in a relationship with a quad split and the quad split is having a really hard time adapting, it's not because they're being difficult. It's not just because they're super stubborn. And they are going to be a little bit stubborn. That's how they're meant to be. It's just energy, and it's not personal. So understanding how to work with it, how to be aware of it, following your strategy and authority is going to make a big difference. Now, the last kind of definition are the reflectors, which is no definition. They don't have any defined centers. They just have gates. And reflectors are going to be experiencing the definition of the people that they are around. So if you're a reflector and you're hanging out with somebody that has single definition, you're going to understand what that's like. You're going to kind of take that in. You're going to sample what that feels like, and then you can let it go. So you actually get to be really wise about all of these different ways. And you are also going to very often, you know, be attracted to some of those electromagnetics in your chart. All right. So that is it about relationships and your definition. I would love to hear how this landed for you. Please connect with me on Instagram at @HDAnessaNaja. You can take a screenshot of the episode and let me know what ahas you had about your relationships and your definition. I would love to start the conversation with you. I'll also be posting on there later today about this episode, so you can feel free to comment on there or send me a DM if you don't want to share publicly about what you learned about yourself. Definitely want to connect with you in that way. I am also running a giveaway right now, so if you want to win a human design reading, check my pinned post in Instagram about my human design giveaway. It gives you all the details on how to enter, and that goes through the end of April. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free mini reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.